recovery in terms of what you'll be able to do this weekend on the field?
This weekend it's not really a lot for me. It's more just like a learning the playbook kind of aspect of it. So for the majority, I'll just be watching.
And I think we probably asked you this on the conference call, but just to clarify, when do you think you'll, or when do you, the Jets maybe think you'll be able to fully participate in practice? Would it be training camp? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we have our goals set for July. So as soon as July comes around, I should be a full go.
Have you thought about, because I know your final season was cut short because of the injury, right, which probably caused your stock to drop a little bit. Have you thought about where you think you would have been drafted if you would have stayed healthy all year?
I mean, I try to stay away from that, you know, because I don't know. It's nothing I can change, so I'm just going with the punches now. I feel like I was blessed. Like you said, I didn't even get to play in my last season. So to have this opportunity, it's amazing. I didn't think I was going to get picked up because I was like, I'm still recovering from the ACL. But the fact that they believed in me, you know, it just makes you want to go hard for them.
How difficult has the recovery been for you?
I mean, the journey has been difficult, but when you start to see progress, it just keeps your head up. So as long as I'm seeing progress, it just keeps me motivated.
Anything else?
How much of your game is that press man coverage? Because I know that's kind of what people touted you as coming out of college. That's obviously what Todd seems to like in his cornerbacks. Is that something you enjoy, the press man?
Yeah, I would say like my senior season when I was going, like 90% of my snaps were press. So that's where I feel most comfortable at.